Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
3-2 on J.D. Martinez. And he yanks that one to Chapman. On target. And that'll do it. The Red Sox fall here. 7-3. Oakland wins the series. 3-1. The Red Sox difficulties on this trip continue.
It's hour two of Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. We're in the hallways here. They hear everything that is said. There's no delay or dump button for that.
I didn't say it.
Those of you at work listening on 98.5thesportshub.com or the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, you were treated as well.
Wow.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us. And Dan, you're fresh off the trip with the Red Sox out west. What's the deal with Chris Sale? What's the deal with his arm?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been the same since last July, and that's the fact. And there's the notion that he kind of was all better at the end of last season because they won the World Series and he struck out all those Dodgers in the ninth inning. But he only pitched 15 innings in 14 postseason games and never got back to the high 90s that he had thrown. And I was just a little surprised. You and I talked about this, Beetle, when they extended him this spring. You could tell the owner was in love with this guy, and there's a lot to like there. And told us there was no shoulder issue. It was very mild, minimal. And then, sure enough, they extend him just before the season started. And then opening day, he got lit up.
Yeah, but it's different in person. Like, we'd sit here back home, you watch it on TV, and you see a radar gun. Like, all we're getting is a number. Like, when you're at the game and you see the ball come off Martinez's bat, it's different. It's a different crack.
Sure.
Does it look like he ain't the same in person?
Absolutely.
And okay.
I thought the second start, the first one it just kind of got away from him, and that wasn't good. But the second one, which, again, he 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits.
Like, the mitt sounds, everything sounds different, when the guy's on.
He wasn't himself. I mean, he had a college fastball in that game, and his delivery looks a little different to me. He's either holding back or he doesn't have it. And I was just surprised. He topped out at 92. He lived at 89.
Did you hear Brad Lidge comment on this, former closer?
Yeah.
Talked about holding back. Like, can you really hold back as a pitcher? As a starter?
I talked to a couple of Hall of Fame pitchers, and they don't understand this either.
Okay.
I mean, it's just and the Sox, I understand they don't want to say, oh, geez, we didn't expect this. Or, so they're saying it will come back. He'll be himself. He'll be a 7-inning guy. He'll be throwing high 90s again. He's saving bullets, or he's growing into it, whatever. But he's never been that guy. I mean, he struck out 300 guys his first year here. And, I don't want to see him kill himself to do that. But it looked like he just didn't have it when he needed it on Friday. And that was, I thought the start was alarming, even though he only gave up 1 run in 6 innings, lost 1-0. It was a ridiculous game for him. But that one, to me, I just couldn't. I was watching and listening and just looking at him. And I don't know if he's worried or not. But, the party line is, he's grown into it. He certainly was able to slow down the A's in a good way over 6 innings. But you don't want this guy to be Jamie Moyer or Frank Tanana late in his career. That's not what they bought. That's not what they paid $145 million for. So, and he's the opening day starter here on Tuesday. So this will be, again, if he's got that gas in the tank, I would think you'd see a little bit on Tuesday. Folks are going to be looking for that. And as much as people like him, and I asked Dombrowski point blank.
It's going to be low 50s here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of breeze.
Yep. And, he's a very slight guy, and he's had a very violent delivery, although it looks less violent now. So he's holding back something, and I just don't know what's there or if it's a shoulder issue or what. And he's pitched he's been really, not babied or just handled in a very gentle way since the middle of last July. And I don't know what they're going to get moving forward. But at his best, he's as good as there is. We know that. We just haven't seen that guy yet.
We haven't seen that. Did you hear what Brad Lidge had to say about it?
I saw something. Remind me.
Lidge said basically that there is no holding back.
Right.
That he's not holding back. If he's pitching this way, it's because he doesn't really have it.
That's what, you know, and talking to him after that game in Oakland, you know, you start to feel a little bad because, you know, you just don't want to say, hey, did you lose your fastball? It's kind of a...
Sorry.
What did
so,
I do?
I didn't realize someone asked you about Lidge. When the hosts aren't listening. We want to play Lidge for you. Good. So have a listen. Sorry.
In terms of performance, I think Chris Sale can pitch at, you know, 90 to 92. And you said even, you know, he was an 89 a lot. Like, I think he can still pitch there and still be effective. But he can't be Chris Sale, as we've come to know and love him, the dominant pitcher who's going to punch out 14 guys if he's got stuff going right. He can't be that guy pitching at that velocity. So you have to be concerned because you just signed him to that big extension. You have to be concerned about where he's going to be the rest of this year and then moving forward. The velocity came down you know, a little bit last year, and then obviously he's not where he should be right now. And I, you know, you can't look at it and say, oh, it's a mechanical adjustment he needs to be, you know, he needs to be making, and then he'll throw 6 miles an hour harder. That's not how, that's not rational. You can't say that. Is he hurt? I hope not. I really hope not. Is his arm just fatigued and tired from all the pitches he's made over his career? I guess. Like, I don't know, Scott. I don't think you can say he's holding stuff in the tank for later either, because Like, why would you do that? Like, you don't know, you know, you can't just say I'm holding it back for the second half and I'm going to throw it 80% and expect to have the same results. So, because you can't just change who the type of pitcher you are at the beginning of the year and then just say I'm going to step on the accelerator. You'll lose it. If you don't rear back and throw that four seam fastball, you'll lose it. And you don't want to become, you know, what CC Sabathia had to become in his last, you know, 5 or 6 years if you're Chris Sale. If you don't have to, if you're feeling good, you're going to let it go. That's my, there's no doubt about it. Like, I've never heard of a pitcher that is just all of a sudden like, I'm feeling great, but I'm going to hold everything back to the second half. I've never heard of that in my life, and I don't think that's the case with Chris Sale. If you feel good, you're going to let it go. He's either not feeling good or he is letting it go, and there's just not a whole lot coming out. Either way, that's a bad scenario.
Yeah, I agree with everything he just said there. And one other stat on this, Beetle, 47 four-seamers, no swings and misses in 2 games. No one has swung and missed at his fastball yet. That's
which is
him.
The first time it's ever happened in his in his career, from what I read from, I think it was Alex Spear the other day, right?
And the Oakland game was the lowest velocity he's ever lived at in a big league start. And again, and they're trying to spin this, and Alex is right at the forefront, trying to that this is all kind of a plan. But you just heard Brad Lidge. I talked to a couple of pitchers, and no one else thinks that. The only people who think that are people who work for the Red Sox. That's the spin. That's the line.
Well, I just think that you've got to be concerned because you just signed him to a $145 million deal. And he's, as you said, Dan, not one of these guys that paints corners. He's a power pitcher.
Yeah,
he blows
that's
guys
his
way. You pay for him.
That's what you bought.
Because he blows guys away.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, he had one strikeout in the 6th inning against the A's. And again, no swings and misses. And it's a college fastball. So like Lidge says, it's either not there or he's hurt.
You've heard the comparisons to, I'm sure, CC Sabathia, as you just heard in the Lidge clip. Some people said, well, Pedro lost his velocity and he had to reinvent himself. Yeah, but Pedro was a different style of pitcher than what Chris Sale is.
I mean, again, it's just not, you don't do that right after you sign a 5-year deal for $145 million, and that's not what the team was buying. And they didn't buy Jamie Moyer, Frank Tanana, or latter-day Sabathia. They bought Chris Sale, punching out 250 guys and throwing 97, 98. It's a big difference.
So you were there post-game with Cora yesterday?
Yes, he was a little hot.
Yeah, that's what Sweet Legs Abraham said. It's the most pissed off he's seen him as manager of the Red Sox.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, they had kind of a joyride last year, and that game yesterday bothered him. You know, the ball landed on the warning track in between 2 Gold Glove outfielders. Eddie Rodriguez, I know, is frustrating the hell out of him. That's clear. He can't cajole him. And then Betts with the bonehead base running in the ninth, just awful. You know, you're down 4 runs, you're trying to get to third with no outs. I mean, and the guy's already killed you 3 times on the base pass in the same series. And, you know, everybody knew it was wrong, and Lukey knew.
Guy's got an arm.
But, you know, and Cora for the first time said, hey, we got to start, you know, He says, we saw Oakland. They played like we did last year. They were focused. They were fundamentally sound. And that's what we need to get back to.
I mean, this team in Alex Cora, really, Dan, is facing some real adversity for maybe the first time.
It's weird because
they never went through a bad stretch last year.
They never lost four in a row. They played 176 games last year. They never lost four straight. They've already done that. They're 2-6. The starting pitching, every guy has given up a home run in eight consecutive games. And it's over 9 ERA, one quality start out of 8. It's abysmal. I mean, it's like 48 hits in 36 innings, something like that. A lot of walks. It's just sloppy all over the place. You know, they ran into 4 outs in the series in Oakland. Their run differential is 19, minus 19, which is the worst in the majors. And there's a lot of big bowl of bad there going on with them. And you know, they no one thought Seattle was any good. They looked pretty good out there in Oakland. We forget that they're good. They won 97 last
year. Good
game.
They had a good year last year.
Yeah, they're good.
So I look at the way they've started, and I think it's still early.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? That's still early. But at some point...
We said that about the Celtics until they were in fourth place.
Well, the tide's going to turn because I was saying to Zoe yesterday, before you know it, all of a sudden you've got to play really, really well, and you've got to have an incredible... just to come out of the month as a 500 type of team.
Yeah.
And sucks the chase.
Yeah, I know. I just think there's I always fall back. There's so many bad teams that
they're too good, and there's so many other bad
teams. They're talented, payroll. They're just going to roll over people. They can always come back in games. But they were stymied by Oakland's pitching. I mean, they did nothing there. And they went a million innings without a run at all.
The thing on the warning track blows my mind.
It was bad. It's just it's startling to watch it and see it in real time. I mean, Bradley, it's a center fielder's ball. I'm wondering if Betts said something, and that's why Bradley pulled off. I mean, talking to the two of them.
He tried to change subject post game, right?
Bradley seemed a little. You know, he didn't say. He kind of avoided the question when they said anybody call for it. You know, I wondered if Betts might have said something.
He didn't want to throw Betts under the bus.
Yeah, that's how it felt a little bit like that. I mean, but they both said, "Hey, the ball's got to be caught." They're both gold glove center fielders. The thing was up there forever. And Rodriguez is pounding
remarkable.
He's applauding his glove. He knows he's out of the inning.
Like two gold glovers that let it drop between them.
It just plopped down there. Yeah, it was bad.
They were both standing there. It wasn't like they couldn't get. They were both there.
Yeah.
And then it just drops.
I mean, the center fielder, there's a ball like that, center fielder, it's on him. Everybody knows that. But I think Bradley didn't like it being on him, but he knew it was going to be on him because he's a center fielder.
Are they pressing? That's sort of one of my questions,
too. I can't imagine.
Are they cracking all of a sudden? Cora gets upset, and you see some mental errors, base running.
They were eating their food, eating cake. They were fine.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls with Dan Shaughnessy on the Red Sox. Coming back on the other side, they are not done with the road trip yet. Now they go to Arizona. Also, who jacked it? That's our new segment, Dan. Who jacked it?
I don't know.
We've drafted teams, the three of us, Hardy, Zoe, myself. We each have three Red Sox players on it. It's a home run race is what it is.
It's fun. We have a meat counter.
Not much of a race so far.
I'm in the lead. We'll get to it next.
That's a lot of time left.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
3-2 on J.D. Martinez. And he yanks that one to Chapman. On target. And that'll do it. The Red Sox fall here. 7-3. Oakland wins the series. 3-1. The Red Sox difficulties on this trip continue.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. It's hour two of Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. We're in the hallways here. They hear everything that is said. There's no delay or dump button for that.
That's it.
Those of you at work listening on 98.5thesportshub.com or the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, you were treated as well.
Wow.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us. And Dan, you're fresh off the trip with the Red Sox out west. Yes. What's the deal with Chris Sale? What's the deal with his arm?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been the same since last July, and that's the fact. And there's the notion that he kind of was all better at the end of last season because they won the World Series and he struck out all those Dodgers in the ninth inning. But he only pitched 15 innings.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Who Jacked It?
That's tagged the other way. Is Scotty back? He's turning around, and that ball sails on out. That is a home run for J.D. Martinez.
Who jacked it?
Looks like I've taken a commanding lead, fellas. Commanding lead. I've got J.D. Martinez, Dan. So
that's good.
It helps.
I'll lead by Mother's Day.
Who's that got?
I'll lead by Mother's Day.
Betts, Benintendi, and Holt.
Brock Holt. I've got. I've got.
Yeah, let's tell Dan who we have.
J.D. Martinez, Mitch Moreland, Steve Pearce.
You're better than Zoe.
I have Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, and Jackie Bradley Jr.
I like them both better than you, Zoe.
It's kind of interesting. Nobody has Pedroia, huh?
Well,
I think he's going to play 125 games. I mean, I think somebody.
Stop it.
He is a long ball hitter.
I'm doing okay, though.
No, yeah, that's good.
Congratulations. No.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Despite the 19-run differential.
Minus 19.
Minus 19 so far.
Worst in baseball.
Winning the Meat Launcher Derby.
They believe in that stat, too.
Yes, Meat Launcher Derby.
Yeah.
By the way, Hardy tweeted out the video on Twitter, at Hardy98.5, if you want to check that out. Yes, he did. He tweeted out the video. So he put together a little video to go along with that song, if you want to see it. Doug is in Dorchester. Doug. Okay, Dougie.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Hey, yeah. Doug.
Go ahead, Doug.
You're on.
I'm sorry. Unlike your relatives who I've worked with, Johnny and Michael, in Local 17, I think really Chris Sale is going to turn it around, and I think the Sox are all right. And
wait, who's relatives?
Is this the old Chuck and Salty? It sounds like Chuck and Salty.
No, it's Doug from Dorchester. Right. I live right down the street.
Okay.
Who's relatives?
My relatives. Oh. I know he's talking about.
Your relatives work in Local 17.
Yes, I know. Zoe doesn't know. I understand.
I'm sorry.
Zoe's an idiot.
We got four people on there, and you say your relatives.
I knew who he was talking
about. You did?
Yes.
Oh. Zolak, are you from Quincy?
Hell no. I'm better than that. I don't poop in the water.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, I don't drive my car on a curb.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Dan Shaughnessy, and you tell it like it is, so okay. That's why I called. And
so yeah, what was the Sale point again? What do you think is going to happen with Sale?
His arm's junk. He's going to be like Pedro. He's going to ride off in the sunset. They're going to and he's going to be a waste of money. And yeah.
Three more years you have him
just
for?
Signed
except
him.
They just
he
signed
He
rided
off
him.
Into any sunset.
And again, they could have waited, and I know if you wait till the end of the year, then anybody can sign him. But the rush to do this before the start of the season, I think that, you know, the player and the agent did a good job getting that done. And you know, his willingness to do it might have told you something, too. But in any event, he's yours now. And I would have liked to have seen him for a month or so before.
Like I said, though, if you let him pitch out the year, how much money would you have saved by doing the deal now?
It's like the
how much
thing.
More well, would you have had to pay?
Yeah. So what? You franchise Brady or you do an extension? I mean,
Yeah.
And do it now.
It seemed, but you could tell. I told you this, and you could tell by John Henry's comments in Florida that they were intent on doing this.
It didn't seem like Mookie Betts is in any rush to sign anything.
No,
interesting, huh?
It's not like that.
You can't make up for not signing John Lester by years later signing a hurt or done Chris Sale.
It's possible that mistake could have been compounded a second time.
Oh, but it's good public perception.
They say there, Dan, two wrongs don't make a right.
and Lester has started 34 games, 11 straight years.
Great.
Jesus.
Larry's in Duxbury. Hey, Larry.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Larry.
The Chris Sale thing, as a fan, it's almost like I'm rooting for an injury versus it being, he's done. But I think if he has like two more starts like this, they may put him on the injured reserve list for PR purposes as well because of the backlash of the salary. They've been on the road. Maybe it would be different if they, you know, started at home. But, you know, I think if it's bad news, there's the PR piece that they may need to just hide him for 2 to 4 weeks.
Well, I mean, the hiding would just be that he gets better, and they've been very slow to bring him around. They really treated it very delicately last year after July.
What's the problem going on DL? Because, I mean, it's not like they exhausted him at the end of the year last year. It's an entire offseason. You've eased him into it. So, I mean, what more can you do but nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, and then you got to get him up and going. Then you're even pushing this off further.
Yep, absolutely. It's all true. I mean, the one thing I will say, he hadn't pitched the 6 innings since July 27th. He got... You know, he got 18 outs, so that was the longest outing he'd had since July 27th. Something.
He did hit mid-90s, though, in the World Series, 95, 96.
Well, when they were spotting him like they did, you know, with that as a closer, and I get a lot of emails about that. Make him a closer. It's a lot of money for a closer.
Oh, my God.
What makes you think he'd be any good as a closer?
Because people have that in their head about the Dodgers striking out the 3 guys in the ninth, and you know, that he can throw hard for 1 inning. That's the theory. You know, I'm just telling you.
He's not throwing hard at all right now.
Right now, he's not.
Which is why.
He has no fastball.
I would get it if he came out in the first inning and was throwing 97.
Right.
And then couldn't sustain it over the course of the game.
Yeah.
He's throwing 91.
Tops. He's averaging 89. It was the lowest of his career. 89.2. The lowest fastball average of his career was that game.
Just not good enough. Not even close to
being
good
enough.
It's
not him. Chris Sale.
617-779-0985. I really hope that they find a way to get him back up and running, though. Data Levangie has seemed very sensitive about some of the criticism.
Well, they
what was that all about?
They
I know
got
you
a little
were there.
Tired of hearing about how these guys all look like they're making their third spring start during the regular season.
So was it just that they didn't get enough work in spring training for the whole staff?
Except for Rodriguez, who did pitch regular turns down there, but the rest of them were all spared because of they pitched deep in October. This was the theory. And again, when you saw Sale, Eovaldi, Porcello, Price to a lesser extent, they looked like they were pitching a spring training game, but it was the real season going on. And that's what was so weird, because it was their third spring start in a sense. They only had 2 starts each. That was unusual. And given... Their whole theory was they go late into October and they're going to go late October again. Well, you better be careful that, you know, don't be saying that and then not pitch in October and you saved all these bullets for nothing because you couldn't make the playoffs. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, but it's just so they got, yes, they did get very sensitive about being asked about that after as each guy went out there and delivered a stink bomb and gave up at least 1 homer, in some cases 2, in some cases 3. There's 14 homers in 8 starts or 15. It's a high number, but yeah.
Kathy is in Worcester. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
What's up,
Kathy?
Hi.
I just wanted to bring up that, you know, maybe Chris Sale's lack in velocity right now could be related to obviously going deep in October like they're saying, but I think we're looking at the wrong part of the body. I don't really think it's so much the shoulder. I'm thinking it's more probably lower body just being worn down and then not really having his sea legs under him in spring training. Let me know your thoughts.
Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, he's pretty good about working out all year. It's not like, you know, he shows up in Florida. He lives in Florida, and I think he's pretty much a year-round guy.
I mean, she makes a good point. It's ground up. I mean, especially for guys in velocity, and I mean, that's where it starts. I don't have any indication that he was doing anything differently training-wise, and we all know he's not a bulky guy. He's not got a, you know, that big ass to work with to generate power.
Yeah, a lot of pitchers have weight between their knees and their chest, and this guy doesn't have weight anywhere. But his delivery, I mean, Eckersley was saying on the broadcast, it's the delivery is different.
Yeah, but he's
a little bit different.
It's not like the body shape's changed.
Well, when all of a sudden your arm
is
not what it once was, you can't make up for it somewhere else, I think is maybe what Kathy's saying. You can't make up for it with power in your legs.
But it's like golf, too. You get on a damn golf simulator and you get the video, okay, ooh. Right there, just that little twick right there of your hips. You're not getting your hips through it, or your strike, the way you're striking the ball, or it's why you're losing 10 yards off your drive. I don't think, is it something for film? Is it?
No, they're the looking very carefully. I just,
the medical just, doctors, you know, pitching you know. Coach. It's,
and he was.
Like the year, and I joked yesterday, remember the year Pedroia fixed David Price? I'm sitting there watching the videos, and your leg's not as high. Your kick's not as high. Like, it's not that simple, right?
No. And I mean, Sale himself, he talked about how Vasquez was calling the game, and that's why he didn't throw fastballs, because he was just following the instructions of his catcher. And he is unusually compliant. He just goes along with whatever the game calling is. And they do have a new guy back there, the Sandy Leon factor.
So they're 2-6 because of Sandy Leon.
Introduced, now. You know, but he can't be that good. And, you know, Vasquez was the catcher in the World Series last year. We all know that. But, yeah, I mean, Sale, it was a weird kind of answer because he started talking about, well, that's what they were calling. We were getting him out with that, so they were calling that. So we didn't throw fastballs. I'm like, yeah, but you're Chris Sale. That's what you do. You throw 98.
That's your job. Your job is to throw.
It's just not there.
Fastball.
Not
there for the right next now. Many years.
You've got this year plus 5 more. You've got to do this for another 6 years, my friend.
It'll be there. That's what they're saying.
That's nice.
All is well. Don't worry about it.
I hope they're right.
Watch him Tuesday. It'll be good. There's a lot on him in the opener.
There will be some intrigue.
Yes.
He pitched the opener last year, didn't he?
No, David Price did.
Oh, it was Price.
Home opener.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Price looked better than the rest of them, truthfully.
He did.
I mean, he did lose the game and give up
three home runs.
But
he went the deepest. He had the best outing.
Yeah, he was striking guys out. He's kind of...
He holds all the cards.
A little dazzling self. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Hardy has our headlines. We'll be back with Dan Shaughnessy. Dan's date's coming up at 11:50. Dan, how are you feeling about the Celtics these days?
You know, I've been on the road with the... I just follow... I want to watch this game tonight with Indiana because I want to see them win at Indiana. But I know that everyone's saying it doesn't mean anything now and the whole thing. Win at Indiana.
All right, we'll talk about the Celtics.
Establish that.
Coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come, m'lady, come, m'lady. Be my butterfly. Sugar, baby.
How the dates looking today, Dan? You getting ready?
Oh, what?
The dates are weak. There's nothing. Nothing happened on April 5th. I can't make it up.
We got a lot of good stuff.
Good.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you said something. I was surprised.
A lot of
sports,
good supplemental
music,
dates. A
lot of stuff.
Oh, really?
A lot of stuff. Well, all right. Supplemental dates.
You're better than me.
We'll add them in. All right, so the Celtics have a game tonight with Indiana.
Yeah.
Team they beat last week.
First round opponent.
They beat them last week, Dan. Good game.
Well, they were home.
They're a better team than Indiana, right?
Yes.
I thought that. Nobody doesn't believe that.
Right. So they're going to get by the first round, even if they're on the road.
Okay, there you go. So I'm talking to Jim on the way, and I'm starting to get fired up. So he started looking up stats on the Greek Freak and his averages, 28 per and this and that. And I'm like, okay. So you probably have them second round. Wouldn't it be great to take care of business with Indiana, get some rest, get through that series quickly, and then really get into a series where, now, Brad Stevens, go coach your ass off, find a way to shut this guy down or slow him down. And then we're rolling. And maybe they got a shot.
He's a handful, that guy. He should be the MVP, too. I don't want to hear about James Harden.
Oh.
Giannis. He's the MVP. What's happening here?
Someone left. Yeah, Zoe, sit down.
They got it.
People are.
It's what we have interns for, Zoe.
Well, if the intern wasn't eating ribs and worried about the show.
Do you see the joke we played on Zach?
That's funny.
No.
All right. You know, the supermarket next door.
Great right. supermarket.
Sorry. He's always in there buying stuff. Today it was ribs. Bought a rack of ribs.
They're on sale. $5 for a whole full.
And
full
he comes in and he brags about how good of a deal he gets
on
the food over there and how he's been eating the ribs. He's going to eat those ribs all day long.
Oh, not today. It's Friday.
We said... Oh,
South.
Right. Yeah. Of course. So we sent
it's
someone.
All yours.
We sent someone over to the supermarket to get additional ribs.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How nice.
And so, what did you think?
My ribs.
And then we had the intern come in eating a rib, saying, "Oh, you guys found these ribs? A bunch of ribs in the refrigerator." Zoe jumped up out of his chair so quick, and the look on his face of fear that someone had touched and eaten some of his ribs.
Maybe itchy.
He's like, "What? Where'd you get those?" And so it's like, "Oh, right there in the fridge."
But you can. You know, this is your fault.
Easy, Carlito.
Because you can't go into the supermarket and just pick something up without coming in here and talking about it. Last time it was the steaks. And you're waving the steaks around. Look at the deal I got on these steaks.
How thick were those New York strips?
Yes, they were. I mean, congratulations.
Massive steaks for $24. And you can't get a steak at Longhorn for $24. Good one.
Well, no, because they cook it for you. You know. They're generally less expensive.
Look at it, intern. Hey, Christopher from The Sopranos. No, he's not. He's not Christopher Maltasanti.
Saltamonte?
Christopher Maltasanti is what you're looking for. You were close the first time.
I thought I had it, yeah.
All right. So anyway, back to the Celtics, Dan. You need to see them prove something against Indiana? I don't.
No.
Okay, so you're just conceding they're going to win the first round.
No, I don't need them to show something against Indiana. I need them to continue to look competitive like they give a damn.
Okay.
Like they're ready to actually get going. And I've said this all along, but the play of Gordon Hayward is very important to this team's success in the playoffs. Been saying that for a few months now, and it looks like it's finally going to happen. He's playing well. He's feeling good. His wife is feeling good.
His wife is chirping.
The wife is chirping on Instagram.
Whew. I missed all that.
So yesterday she had posted, you know what? I bet the Instagram story's expired now, but she had posted, and I know where
when my baby gets his minutes and looks, good things happen.
Yeah, just like the good old days.
Yep, just hashtag.
That's what they were selling us back in October.
I want to read it directly, though. I want to make sure we get the quote right. It said, good things happen when my baby gets the ball in minutes, just like the good old day.
Okay.
And so Jim Murray reads that yesterday on Felger Maz. And then she starts putting out more on the Instagram, more in that story. Just to clarify, since the strange man reporting on Boston sports news or radio was trying to create a story and drama out of my post.
Strange man.
My point was Gordon is back and has been back, and he shows it when the opportunity is there. What is different in that statement than what she said the first time? Is anyone going to be able to figure that out for me?
That,
I just want to clarify and repeat what I said.
I told you it was strange.
And who do you think she's referring to? You think she's referring to Big Jim or Felger?
Big Jim.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Big Jim.
I mean, Big Jim introduced it, but obviously Felger has a lot more
talking about FaceTime on the show. She's
on social media, so she's telling you, I'm looking at everything through Prince and social media. Murray's more of a social media guy, so she probably clicked on, oh, who's this guy?
How about this nonsense? And then she writes, also strange man.
Strange midday.
Get your information straight before you go on the air. If you're going to talk about me, at least get my name right. They get her name wrong? Name's Robin. Love her. I think she's terrific the way she tells him to get off his damn video games.
This is not what I signed up for. She's
exactly what Gordon Hayward needs in his life.
She may be the kick in the ass.
She's great. And is she wrong? Good things have happened for him recently.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Is this part of the mental coach, like the confident coach?
I don't know, but I know that he's playing well.
I know.
But you made the point yesterday that it's on these veterans.
So the way that this was twisted, though, was that...
God, she hates Murray. This is great.
That he's not getting enough opportunities. He's not getting enough minutes. He's not getting featured enough. That's the complaint.
That was twisted.
Oh, you know, you give him... Well, she says, good things happen when my baby gets the ball in minutes. Give him the ball. Give him minutes. He will play better. Right? That's what she's saying. Is that wrong?
Don't get so offended by things.
When I was on the phone, it was a joke when I said, how pathetic is my life watching him
play video games.
All right, Mrs. Hayward, I would like to say this. Stop apologizing. Don't apologize.
When you draw more attention
to it, and you go over the top, for telling him something there. Okay. Don't apologize for telling him to get off the video games. Don't apologize for saying this.
Right.
No apologies necessary. Nothing wrong with this.
We need to stay positive with Gordon. Yes.
Think she'll send us a cake?
A cake?
Didn't Mrs. Stevens send us a cake?
She sent a lovely Thanksgiving. She didn't send it. She showed up with it.
Handmade it.
Pretzel, jello, whipped cream.
She walked through the door with it.
Yeah,
you know what I was more impressed with? The rubber container came in and how the way it was housed
rubber?
To keep it.
Pyrex.
Pyrex. That stuff ain't cheap.
No, it's worth about, I would say, minimum 8 slabs of ribs, that dish.
We returned it. We got it back to it.
I remember that.
That's
part.
The new currency around here. Yeah.
How many, can you loan me 4 slabs of ribs?
Yeah, I need a 20. Yeah, can you loan me 4 slabs?
Slap you. Slab you.
Almost had it.
So, I just think that things are going in the right direction. Gordon Hayward's playing better.
He
it's
is,
It's
going
to
yeah.
be 3 guys. Horford, Hayward, Kyrie. That's the way the Celtics will win in the playoffs.
Smart. Those smart in there.
Sure, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
To a lesser degree.
Veteran guys.
Veteran stars.
Yeah.
Grinders.
Veteran guys.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to win in this league, in case people forgot that, based on last year's playoff run. Veteran stars. Gordon Hayward, keep it going. My baby.
Well, that was the narrative. I mean, in October, November, that's what Danny was telling us. You know, wait till the spring. You'll see a better guy.
So for me, it's starting to be less about the Pacers and more just about finishing the season strong.
Wow.
Because
okay.
I think they're better than the Pacers. And if they're playing well and they're locked in, they're gonna beat the Pacers. And they should beat Milwaukee, although I think that will be more difficult.
They're a little banged up, I think, the Bucks.
They are.
But
when you've got Giannis, that's always something to contend with.
If they have home court, because last year you had game 7 against them here, and they had a really crappy coach last year. That guy, Punto, whatever his name was.
Right, I feel like everyone forgets that series was not an easy series.
It was a 7-gamer. Mm. And it was. And what's his name? Who's the good shooter they got there?
Shooter Tutor.
The back court. I can't remember his name.
Middleton?
Thank you. He didn't miss a shot against the Celtics last year. He made everything. He's a good player.
Yeah. Dan's dates are coming up next, and we've got some other stuff lined up for you, Dan, to help.
Well, we need help.
Oh, and he's a little better.
We're not done talking about Gordon Hayward. How's that for a tease?
Something new popped?
Hey, is he the one that just shot the video?
In conjunction with the segment you just teased.
All right, we'll do it all next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
How much you been looking forward to this 8 minutes?
I'm told I'm going to have some help, so I'm looking forward to that.
Got an update on the wrong name situation yesterday on Felger Maz, which would lead me to believe that I was correct in assuming that Strange Man was Felger, not Murray.
Really?
It was Felger who mispronounced her name, according to our tweeters.
I wouldn't call Felger Strange Man.
What's her name, Robin?
No, I would say he's absolutely strange.
But not
that you would
only
know just
know
by watching.
Yeah,
no, he's definitely
strange. So he's weird.
I mean, we're all weird in our own ways.
Oh, he's really weird.
He's really weird.
He's like anti-people weird, yeah.
He's a weird guy, yeah. All right, Dan. Well, today's April 5th, and you said today sucks.
It does.
So we're going to
find
out.
Hope for Hardy and Jim to save us today.
I've asked for help.
Because
I can't make up stuff that didn't happen, although it's possible I am making up one. Birthdays today. Colin Powell. How old do you think he is?
I'm going to guess 74. 74.
He is 82, so he's looking good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wow.
The general. Doing good. Does anyone know who Sterling K. Brown is?
He is on the show This Is Us.
Oh, I know that. Oh, he's good.
He played Darden.
He played Darden, yeah. Darden is, by the way, defending the guy who...
I thought Morgan Freeman was on This Is Us.
Nipsey Hussle. Darden is defending...
Oh.
Darden is defending him.
I didn't know he was a defense attorney now.
He's not. So it's just like a celebrity. He took him on.
Why not?
Go figure.
Well, what is his job? He's not in the prosecutor's
office. He's defending in this case, but that's not what his... He's a prosecutor by trade. So, yeah, go figure.
That makes sense.
Court-appointed? I don't
know. No, it was a choice because he's a celebrity attorney. You know. Okay, so anyway, Sterling K. Brown is 43 today. He's ripped, that guy. Yeah, he's very athletic. Stuff that happened on April 5th. I'm pretty sure Kurt Cobain died on this day. Is that possible?
Well, do they know the exact day that he died, or do they?
Yes,
they do.
Kurt Cobain is the easy one. That was 25 years ago today. Self-inflicted gunshot wound in the greenhouse behind his home. So that one, they know. There's another one.
But isn't there a, what day do they find him?
So here's the one you're thinking of, Beetle. You're thinking of also on this date in 2002, Lane Staley from Alice in Chains died. They didn't find his body until 2 weeks later.
Ew.
So the coroner in the autopsy report backdated his death 2 weeks.
Cobain was discovered on April 8th.
Yeah, see, that's what I was.
So they backdated it 3 days. So, okay. I mean, you know, could have been give or take a day.
I was at Seven Springs.
This is the day they believe he died.
I think that based on, you know, when he was seen and other evidence, they pinned, not that it necessarily matters unless you're a conspiracy theorist and you think he was murdered by
There have been some conspiracy theories about his death.
Yeah, he tried to kill himself a few weeks before. Then, you know, he had an overdose. And I think right after their last concert, which was, I want to say, March 1st of that year, and he had a couple of episodes leading up to it. It was, unfortunately, kind of inevitable for Kurt at that point.
I know a woman who used to hold his hair back when he vomited.
What?
Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you once kissed Nicole Brown Simpson at midnight on New Year's Eve. Of course you know the gal who was holding back Kurt Cobain's
hair
when he was puking his brain out. Wait a minute.
Bring it in for Red Sox.
We're not just going to let that slip through the cracks.
This is your best
stuff.
Who is she? How do you know her?
What?
I can't disclose that. It would be embarrassing to her. But yeah, she lives locally. And she also used to date Alex Rodriguez. She grew up in that Seattle area.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know. Anyway, just someone I know. Okay. April 5th, stuff that happened. Charlton Heston died on this day.
Did she ever picture taken in Toronto with A-Rod?
On a street? You know, maybe. We'll talk about that off the air.
We're going to have to do that.
Okay. On this date in 2010, Josh Beckett signed a 4-year deal for $68 million. We were just talking about something like this. That didn't work out too well because he was part of Chicken Beer and 11. And then
18 days off. You do what you want, I'll do what I want.
In the Adrian Gonzalez deal in 12. So there you go.
How about Hardy broke that story when he was pitching? He was supposed to be pitching, but he was golfing.
He took it.
That's right.
He got to start off. Yeah. And then he ended up being out on the golf course with Clay Buchholz, who was also nursing like a sore shoulder or sore back or something.
Those guys. Beauties. On this date, 1967, Wilt Chamberlain set the record with 41 rebounds. Anything with Wilt, I'll always repeat that story. In 1792, George Washington made the first presidential veto. First guy to do that. I'm telling you, I wasn't lying. That's all
I got.
We got
more.
That's all
we
I got.
More.
It's on you guys now. Sorry.
All right. Beetle, do you have anything you want me to go?
No, go ahead.
I'm going to skip over the TV network premieres because I didn't watch either one of these shows. Married with Children. Anybody watch that?
No.
I saw a couple of them. I've
seen it, but
I thought it was
just
a stupid show with her hair and it was so fake.
I'm
Fat Al Bundy. I'm a former player.
This just wasn't my thing. Tracy Ullman show also. Okay, 1993.
Tracy Ullman show, though, is probably more famous for the start of The Simpsons.
Start of The Simpsons, right. And there's some good elements to it. I didn't watch it. All right, 1993. NCAA men's basketball championship. North Carolina beats Michigan 77-71. This is the Chris Webber timeout game.
Michigan have to bring it.
Oh, he walked. He walked and the referee missed it.
Webber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
He got by with a walk, and Jimmy calls the he calls the timeout. He doesn't realize that's Michigan's too many. And so it'll be a technical foul, North Carolina shooting, and the ball. A huge mental mistake.
Billy Packer doing the color.
And you know what? I haven't heard the call that in a long time. Credit to those guys, because what doesn't get talked about in that timeout call is the blatant travel in the backcourt, which he gets away with. They don't call. It's one of the biggest choke jobs in tournament history. The Fab Five, 1-0. Oh, they're so fabulous. Oh, the Fab Five from Michigan. Oh, my
God. There it is.
Jalen Rose and Chris Webber. Oh, they're so fabulous. You choked, and your leader choked it away for you twice on the final possession.
Did any of those guys actually win anything, like, ever after that?
That's a great question. Juwan Howard?
Were they? Jalen Rose.
He must have got a ring somewhere.
Jackson and Webber.
Juwan Howard, I think, got a ring or two.
Jackson Juwan.
But I don't know that he really contributed.
No.
He was like a bench player. Who's he a bench player for?
Who's the other kid?
He moved around a lot.
The Heat, maybe?
Yeah, he did. He got two rings with the Heat, 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Right at the end of his career.
Okay.
Last two seasons he played.
Another March Madness date in 2010. Duke beat Butler 61-59. Gordon Hayward missed the buzzer beater.
It's Hayward pulling it down. Getting around Zubat at midcourt. Launches the shot. Oh! Almost went in, and Duke is the king of the dance, 2010.
I felt awful then. I was rooting for Butler so badly.
Everybody was.
I thought he hit
everybody
it.
Outside of Duke fans were rooting crushed. For Butler.
Everybody.
Why is it? It has to go in for Duke. Who is the? Oh, Christian Laettner. Christian Laettner. You remember? Do you remember that shot? Getting that off. Might want to put an extra man on him.
Who threw the inbounds in?
Who might want to put an extra guy on him?
Grant Hill, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Baseball pass.
That's a hell of a pass.
Great pass.
You want your baseball ones, Dan?
Yes.
All right.
You know the one I want.
On this date. Okay, I'll just give you the one.
Yeah.
Year of our Lord, 1925, Babe Ruth collapses at a railroad station in Asheville, North Carolina. The quote-unquote bellyache heard round the world. So dubbed when a writer suggests that a hot dog and soda binge caused the illness.
Oh, my God, Doc Hollywood.
It required hospitalization.
Cracking a kid's chest open, just give him a Coke.
Keeping the Sultan of SWAT out of the lineup until May.
Yeah, bellyache heard round the world.
It's a hot dog and soda pop. That's awesome. Binge. He also, on this date, 1934, Babe Ruth, sponsored by Quaker Oats, agreed to do a weekly show on NBC Radio.
That'd be a fun one.
His salary for the 13-week series was reportedly almost $40,000.
Oh, my God.
$4,000 more than his Yankee contract of $35,000.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good money. I mean, good money, good money now.
Big time, yeah.
You're going to do a 13-week radio show? $40,000?
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't take a lot of his time. Yeah. Oh, that's a good side gig. Mm. Okay.
Good work if you can find it.
So there you go. See, it ended up being a good day for dates, Dan.
We salvaged it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the help.
Well, Jim Wild found all the basketball stuff.
Do you want to do another hour, Dan?
No.
Sure.
No, tired.
Okay.
You sleep.
All right.
Nap.
What a warrior.
We'll see you early next week. We're going to be down at Fenway.
Lucky strike, right?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday, 10 a.m. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll see you guys then.
See you then, Dan.
See you, buddy.
See Dan next Tuesday. 617-779-0985. Noontime hour on the way here on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.